Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Being able to adjust is something that you have to be able to do. And I thought overall we did a pretty good job of that. And then the last thing I think is just for anybody going through something the first time, it's everything's a first time. So now you've been in those situations and now you're a little bit more scarred per se, based on the situations and how fast those things can come up. So those are some of the things that I think I learned. Looking forward to year two.
Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator. They are at, Bobby Babich. They both spoke yesterday. That's Babich, year two for him.
Babich has a little more gravel to the voice.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah, it was just Brady and Babich both spoke yesterday. No Allen, no Cook.
Think it'll be the last year with Brady?
I do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you put it at minus money? I mean, Allen's going to have a good year.
Yeah.
They're going to be a good offense, and he'll get a job.
He'll get a job. Guys like him get a job. Young offensive coordinator, great offense. Even if you have the elite quarterback, you're still going to get credit.
Yep.
And he should. He should get a good amount of credit for reforming their offense. It is a much more efficient offense than what its predecessor had.
You wonder how much credit,
Dorsey.
How much credit he'll get for it. And like, will he be as hot a name as Ben Johnson was? Because I don't think he will.
No, not as much as Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson was, you're doing it with Jared Goff. On some level, there's going to be, you're doing it with Josh Allen.
But you're doing it with Jared Goff, and you're doing it, well, I guess Brady, this is true too. Johnson got credit because it felt like he was doing it. Like, he's the mastermind of the offense, right? Like, his coach isn't a play caller. Like, that is your offense. But that would be true of Brady also, because McDermott being a defensive-minded guy, you're not losing credit because, well, it's more of your head coach's offense. Caller last segment brought up Eric Bieniemy. Like, Bieniemy probably never got a job more because of personality stuff. But he definitely lost credit because it was Andy Reid's offense.
Yeah.
Brady will get credit for that. There's no credit that's going to be attributed to McDermott for their offense by another team, I don't think.
No, that's right.
So I would think there's a very good chance. Minus money, I would make it favored. Yeah, that he's going into his last year as the Bills coordinator. I wouldn't rule out, though, that he is back after this year. You don't know how many jobs will become available. You don't know which coordinators will, which head coaches that don't feel like they'd get fired right now will get fired and become hot candidates. So you never know how it'll go. I don't want to assume that this is the last year for him here.
803-0550. You know, sometimes, by the way, happy Wednesday. Good morning. Jeremy and Cho here on WGR. It's a beautiful day out there. It's supposed to be beautiful all day today. So, you know, enjoy it. Get out there and enjoy it if you can. Sometimes when we're talking about these things, I think we drift to the things that could go wrong. And that might be because so many things are expected to go right.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
There are things this team will need, but the floor, we just kind of live in a world where the floor is 10 wins. The floor is the division. Feels mm-hmm. like if they don't win the division, I mean, that would be
be stunning.
Shocker. They're
stunning.
They're the biggest favorite to win their own division in the entire NFL.
By a lot, I think, too.
And, you know, not to kind of sound like doom and gloom guys, because I don't think that's at all how we feel. It's just a matter of, like, every once in a while you're picking through it, like, all right, what's got you worried? I mean, anybody have an answer to that? 803-0550. What's got you really worried? Not they could be better at a spot. I think they could be better at certain spots, for sure. But what's got me worried about them? Where do I think the fatal flaw is, if there is one? It's not that easy to find. For some people, that is McDermott. Not for me. And if there's a fatal flaw here somewhere, is it still receivers? Last year, I would have gone into the year, and last couple of years, I would have gone into the year saying I think they have a flaw at receiver, because going back to Gabe Davis as their number two, or last year, of course, you know, they're entering training camp with MVS and thinking that's going to work out. I don't think the receiver is a fatal flaw this time. I saw what they did last year. I don't worry about the offensive coordinator. I don't worry about too many things. What has you worried? Is it hard to find?
It's very hard to find, because they are that good.
They're good at a lot of things.
They are good at they have a pretty whole roster that doesn't have, well, tough word then to use there, because they, I was going to say, they don't have many holes. They're a complete roster. So that being said, like when I think of that question, it is all about a couple of teams, and one in particular that I continue to watch the Bills in these moments get outcoached. And that's my worry. That they do have a fatal flaw, that
the worry
every
is,
time I go play Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, I'm going to get a play, like on fourth down, where they've got something in the holster ready for McDermott and Babich and Brady that they're not going to be ready for, and it's going to be the right play at the right time, and they're going to lose a close game because those two over there are terrifying. That's my worry.
They are better equipped to handle that play. Right?
That specific play, or just the idea
the
of...
The specific play.
The specific play, yes.
Yeah.
They've seen it now.
But what you're saying is that no matter what, no matter who you have, that play is going to be schemed up, and Spagnuolo's going to have something for you.
And it's not going to be the same thing. The next time, they're going to be... It's a very good chance. They're going to play the Chiefs again in the playoffs this year. I don't even care where it is. It's going to be the divisional round. It's going to be the AFC championship game, and both quarterbacks are unbelievable, and both teams are great.
Just wait till the Chiefs miss. That's going to be great.
Or maybe that'll happen. Oh, that'd be beautiful.
It would be great.
Maybe, yeah.
Not for fear's sake. Just for the sake that it just would be great.
I heard Mike Shope say yesterday, like, maybe he'll just decide to play baseball one year.
Yeah.
Do the Michael Jordan. So regardless, if that doesn't happen, there's a very good chance they're going to be locked in another close game, because these teams are, the margin is razor thin in these games. But they always come out just that little margin ahead, because they often, I think, have something dialed up in those spots that the Bills have never seen. And I'd love to see that go the other way. I'd love to see, you know, the Bills, thinking about that game specifically, a lot of it for me was Spagnuolo with that play on fourth down, and the Bills doing something they've done all year, which is just, we're going to go left on our QB sneak. The thing you've seen a million times, we're going to just do it again.
I mean, it has worked
over
a lot.
But that's the thing. Like, it's worked a lot. They know, the Chiefs know it's worked a lot. They know it's coming. They know it's coming. And that, I think, is a little, it's a minor difference, but it's a difference between the two. So, yeah, my worry is just that they're always going to come down to a close game against Kansas City, and I'm just worried that those two guys over there are always going to have the recipe that has them coming out just a little bit on top. Because that's really it. Right? I don't have much worry right now about the Bills' offense, or I think the Bills' defense is going to be really good. I have no worries about the division. I have no worries about the quarterback. Like, what else am I really supposed to be that afraid of right now? There's not much.
Right. The only thing you really get to
is... afraid
of
James Cook not showing up? I'm not afraid of that.
No.
Even if he didn't show up, I wouldn't be that afraid.
He did have big games.
He's, I mean, in the AFC Championship game,
he had a big game against Denver.
He allows those sequences at the end to exist in the first place, because otherwise that game's a two-score game. If James Cook doesn't barrel through a guy that's bigger than him at the goal line and find a way into the end zone,
dive and reach over the goal line, right? It's a great play.
So if I were to keep it to the Bills roster and their, you know, their internal part of this for this discussion. I don't know. I would get to their defensive line again, maybe not being.
But that's a thing for me. Like, I don't even worry about that. I don't think they had a bad defensive line last year. It wasn't great. Again, like it's the same kind of thing. There's a place where they could be better. No one would dispute that. They could be better at defensive end, and hopefully the changes they made this year make them better there. They could be better next to Ed Oliver, and hopefully the changes they made will get them better next to Ed Oliver. They could be better at receiver, and hopefully, and on and on. The big worries. Last year, safety would have been one.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, less so. You just hope that Cole Bishop, healthy, going to training camp, all that, that'll make a difference. That's something Bobby Babbage said yesterday. You know, Bishop, he was hurt to start training camp. Mm-hmm. And that might have been part of the problem. He didn't get those reps that he needed to get. So, healthy Bishop, a part of it, and Rapp returning. Like, you just hope safety goes better than it did last year. But... yeah, I guess your answer to my question is like, what has you worried? And if you want to try this on, 803-0550 is our phone number.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The answer to what has you worried, the answer is the teams that have beaten you before. You're still worried about the Chiefs. I might be less worried about the Chiefs than I am some other teams. You know, if there's one thing that I think about that...
How many other teams? Can't be many.
Not necessarily short term, but what I get to is another team... Because for 2 years it was Bills Chiefs, Bills Chiefs, Bills Chiefs. And then the Ravens, I think, have firmly entered the chat, as they say.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, Cincinnati is the team that's beat them.
That's right, but so it's hard to... I get to other teams that will, finger quotes here, enter the chat.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 5 years, does New England become a legitimate contender? I mean, no one would say they are right now, but that's in the range of possibilities. Does Jacksonville find a level because Liam Cohen unlocks a Trevor Lawrence that we've yet to really see from a productivity standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think... 2 years ago, who would have said the Commanders were a team to worry about?
No.
Absolutely no one.
Nope.
Guess what? Now it looks like if you're in the NFC, they look like they've arrived. 4 years ago, who would have said this about the Lions? Nobody. Mm-hmm. Now the Lions are the class of the NFC. So, you know, it's constantly changing, and I don't think anybody should expect it to just be Bills Chiefs with the occasional Ravens for the next 7 years. Someone else will come up. Who will that be? Like, you know, time will tell. Will that be the Chargers? Because Jim Harbaugh does win everywhere he goes. So it's a little bit of that's kind of where this year feels like a big one. The division is yours. It should be yours. If New England is a surprise, chances are they surprise with 11, not 14 wins, right?
Yeah, not
like
14.
11 not like would be, wow, what a year for them. And looking at your schedule, looking at all your toughest games being at home, it's the kind of picture you'd paint to say, like, all right, this is the year. It's kind of set up for you to get to the playoffs and be in the best spot you can be. Ron and Alden is up. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, when we first drafted Kincaid, there's a lot of talk of maybe he's the next Kelce. You know, people say that kind of stuff all the time. But I think the flaw I see is from the coaching, the way they use him. I feel that they get much more use out of him. And it just seems like he's an afterthought a lot of times. And I'll just see what you guys think about that. Thank you.
It's one thing I wonder about when Brady was talking about, you know, production has nothing to do with everybody eats. There's a lot of different – to me, there's like two different ways to interpret that. One is we don't care who produces because everybody is going to be a part of this offense. And that's kind of how I think most people adopted it. To me, a very small difference in the way that you would say that is, sure, everybody's going to produce, but your job is not to aim for that. It's for every player to buy into their specific job while everybody is part of the offense. And for me – Kincaid is central to this. Will they scheme him, engineer him touches the way that they do for Shakir? Like, Shakir gets engineered touches in a game. We don't talk about it as forcing the ball to him, but they run him screens, and there's a reason he's one of the top receivers in the league in yards after catch, and that's because yards before catch, he is one of the leaders in the league in terms of not going very far. Hey, Josh, throw it to him. Bang. He's a yards after catch monster. Let's engineer him some touches in space to make some plays. Who else on this roster will deserve that? I think Kincaid could. Mm-hmm. Coleman was a great yak player. I want to see if they engineer touches for him in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kincaid being Kelce, you got a long way to go. I think Kincaid, what Kincaid is this archetype of tight end that lots of teams have.
A lot of teams have it, and I question how much I even want them to force the wrong word, engineer him the ball.
Yeah, just
when
they engineer touches. There's no doubt they do that for Shakir.
Shakir, though, I don't know, like, the difference there might be Shakir is supposed to be a yak guy, right? Like, he is dangerous with the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say he's not also a good route runner from the slot, but he's not somebody where if you were just going to line him up and let him go run their routes and throw no screens and throw nothing, you know, within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage, that you would expect to be like a major difference maker. He'd be pretty good, I'm sure, but you wouldn't see these. Some of these special plays that he makes are plays that off the snap, before the snap even goes, you know this ball is going to Khalil Shakir. Mm-hmm. It's not five guys are running routes and Shakir happens to be the one that's open. There are some of those too, but that's not supposed to be Kincaid. Isn't Kincaid supposed to be the guy where he might be read number one? Which you could qualify that as, well, that play is designed to go to him because Josh's first read is going to be to him. But isn't he supposed to be, everyone's running their routes, it's a pass play, you know, it's a levels play where I got a guy going over top of him, maybe a guy going underneath him, and he's in the middle, and he shakes the linebacker loose, or he's bigger than the nickel corner, so his command of the ball is he's the most open player on the play. That's supposed to be through him, isn't it? That's not, I'm throwing him a ball at the line of scrimmage and watching him go. That's not his value. His value, I thought, was supposed to be everyone goes runs and route their routes, and he's the best option out there. And that, to me, is more on him than it is on Joe Brady. And it's also on Allen, because Allen did miss him a lot last year. There might have been more of that happening than we realize, and Allen just missed him.
He missed him a lot, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Forcing him the ball, engineering him the ball. Like, when Kelce catches the ball from Mahomes, isn't it just more like the two are just symbiotic with like spacing and where the guy's going to be and finding an open hole? Like that, there, sometimes it feels like Kelce does a little bit of the Stevie Johnson, where he runs more of a route concept than he runs a route. You know, like
that's the chemistry. That's something.
That's the chemistry between the two.
That's
right.
The incredible chemistry, and that's what Kincaid and Allen did not really have last year. That hopefully can return.
Right, where those plays where Kincaid, you're supposed to run this route, but as the play develops, you notice that something else is open, so you sit in that open hole, and Josh is on the same, you know, mind meld with you, and that's when you get the ball. Like, those are the types of plays that I don't really see a lot between the two. And that's very different to me than, you know, route designs and play designs and Brady having an idea before the snap of who's going to get the ball in this play. So I think there's a long way to go. You could argue right now that the chemistry between those two is worse than any two on the team because of the uncatchable target rate.
Yeah. You know, the NBA, it's funny. We opened the show today talking about maybe we're guilty of making everything about the Bills and everything about Allen. Like, hey, if McDavid wins, does that feel like a win for the Allen type of player? He's clearly one of the best. He should have one.
Yeah.
How about the NBA Finals for this? Oklahoma City and Indiana, a team winning its first title. Is that like Bills and Lions in the Super Bowl? Someone's going to get there first.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be Oklahoma City in this case.
When's the last time two teams played in the Super Bowl that had never won?
Oh, that's an instant trivia question. The last time two teams had played in the Super Bowl
that had never won. Like, right, you're so, about to see in the NBA Finals.
Right. So you're going back. I mean, boy.
Problem is Kansas City and New England have been in it so often.
That's right. That's right.
The Chiefs, and the first time the Chiefs played, the Niners were the other team. So that doesn't help.
It's funny.
Chiefs won way back when anyway, didn't they?
I'm going all the way back to 1986 Giants Broncos, and now moving forward from there, because neither of those teams had won it before then.
And you that's know, a long time.
There's definitely going to be one before then, like Seattle. No, okay, Seattle played Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
This is fun. Somebody get the answer. You guys got somebody look it up. Of course, like Owen or Evan, get that answer. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking at a list of Super Bowls, and I'm 10 years back, and I don't see anything yet. Yeah.
New England played the Rams in 2001.
But the Rams had already won the Super Bowl.
Yes. That's right. I'm just working through it here. The Saints and the Colts.
No, the Colts had just won a couple years before, and they beat the Bears, who had won in 85. So that doesn't work. Pittsburgh and Arizona doesn't work. Pittsburgh and Seattle doesn't work. New England and Philadelphia, no. New England playing the Rams in the first one is what ruins this. Bucks and Raiders. Raiders had won.
Yep.
Ravens and Giants. The Giants had won. Okay, here we go. What's the first Rams Super Bowl?
The first win?
Do they win before playing the Titans? They played the Titans in 1999. Super Bowl. So that
Rams Titans 99.
That's going to be the answer, I think. Yeah, 25 years ago.
Okay.
Rams and Titans. Pretty rare, then.
How about who's the last team to win their first? Just win their first. Because it's been Bucks, Chiefs, Eagles.
I think the Eagles' first one against the
2017?
Patriots. Yeah. I think that was probably the last time a
Kansas
team
City?
Won their first.
Kansas City. No, they won back early, like one of the first four.
Did they?
Yeah, they won Super Bowl IV.
Yep, there it is, over Minnesota. All right, so yeah, Eagles.
2017. And they have two now.
8 years, huh?
Yeah.
Since the teams won their first.
803-0550. Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, coming up next segment. We threw him into the 830 segment, so we'll chat with him about his Ray Davis profile and expectations. You can give us a ring if you'd like. 803-0550, talking, you know, Bills, talking Super Bowl. What else you do on an 85-degree day in June? You talk about the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I think about it a lot. You know, that's how it goes. Give us a ring. Joe Marino coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.